The controversial pandemic border restriction known as Title 42 will remain, for now. It was to end tomorrow, but late yesterday, the Supreme Court kept it in place, at the request of Republican state attorneys general. The White House now has till this evening to respond. What's all this mean? Jeremy McKinney is president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. Jeremy, thank you for joining us.
Great to be here.
So remind us, Title 42 was put in place during the Trump administration, meant to protect public health. How has it been carried out?
Title 42 is a 1944 public health law that's important to understand. It's not an immigration law, and it permits the government to take emergency action if there's a serious danger of the introduction of a disease into the United States. It was used since 2020. It's been used to turn back people that arrive at a port of entry seeking asylum in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then between ports of entry, it's been used to expel people that have actually entered U.S. soil. There's been a mixed bag on that because that's dependent upon our diplomatic relations. So, for example, for much of the past 2 years, we haven't actually been able to expel people from some countries like Cuba or Nicaragua, but we have expelled hundreds and hundreds of Haitians, for example.
Hmm. Now, the Biden administration wants to end this and open things up again. But late yesterday, the Supreme Court chose to keep it in place for now. Procedurally, help us understand what's happening here.
Yeah, it's a very temporary hold. Basically, each justice is over a certain area of the country. And so Chief Justice Roberts basically hit the pause button on the end of Title 42 just so that the full court can hear what these Republican attorneys general have to say about intervening in a Title 42 lawsuit that's currently going on.
Okay. And what is the main argument of the Biden administration as far as wanting to end it?
Well, the main argument is that it's intellectually dishonest. This is a public health law. And so it was used by the Trump administration under the guise of fighting COVID and the spread of COVID. Well, everything else in our lives has returned to a relative normal at this point, including travel. And so the Biden administration only sought a return to our normal immigration laws, which is called Title 8.
Okay. Now, at the border, cities like El Paso are planning for a surge in migrants coming across. What is the practical effect of this legal uncertainty for these individuals?
Right now, it is going to be a continuation of the status quo, which really, honestly, even in the short term, is a win for the Mexican cartels that really are in control of much of the Mexican side of the border. It's really created a really dangerous, dangerous situation for these individuals that have fled failed states, natural disasters, and widespread crime and violence.
Mm. And your team, I gather, has persons watching the border closely. What does it look like now?
Right now, there are challenges on both sides. As I mentioned, a lot of crime happening on the Mexican side of the border. On the U.S. side of the border, the numbers has put a obvious strain on cities like El Paso and others. So it really presents a humanitarian challenge for all involved. But that does not take away from the fact that we have to return to our immigration laws, which at least provides a process for those that are fleeing persecution and torture.
Okay. And we heard the vice president earlier on the program talking about what the administration can do. Just briefly, in your view, what can the administration do at this moment?
Well, it can expand what's called its parole authority, that is permitting people to enter the United States from the countries they are fleeing from. Examples of that already include Afghanistan, Venezuela, and Ukraine. They could hopefully expand certain types of work opportunities, but what they really need are legislative tools from Congress.
All right. Immigration lawyer Jeremy McKinney is president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. Jeremy, thank you very much.
Happy to be here. Thanks.